Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
What's up, Core Hive? It's Weezy. I'm here alone today. However, Mandy has also taken her picks for the top episodes of 2023. We know y'all love the solo episodes. Many of these have guests. However, if you're interested in more solo content, more up-to-date content, what's going on in our lives, about the foursome I had in Mexico, or my first time having anal sex, not saying it happened, but it did happen, and you can hear all about it on patreon.com/horrible decisions. In 2024, we have a lot of new changes and a new show coming to Patreon, so please stay up to date on there and join us while you can. Now, I'm going to start off with the first memory that was the craziest moment for me in 2023. I am actually dating somebody African now, and there was an episode called Anal from an African. And the irony of me doing this episode after it happening is a little bit crazy. But it was featuring the Just Us podcast with Jacob Willis and Amber. Please listen to this crazy ass clip.
As a gay man who is like, no, I like older men, but you don't really have a reason. You're just
that. I think when I'm talking to them and I'm looking in their eye and we're having a conversation, I can tell that they just want love. They need love. And I want to give it to them.
You said you like them wrinkles.
Yeah, they do. I'm fucking nursing home, nigga.
That's why. Look, I love a good old nursing home, honey.
Do you?
For a role play.
Oh.
Wait, what is a nursing home role play? Hold on. Give me the details on what a nursing home role play is like.
Laying in his bed with his little gown on. He's sleeping. And then I'm just literally in between his legs. I lift up that gown, get those two big juicy balls, start to suck them, go to the tip of the dick, and yes, I love it. He
like
wakes
a
up,
hotel
oh,
manager.
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, look, kind of like that.
But you act like you about to get called by the nurse.
I'm like, oh, no.
He is the nurse.
Go back to sleep, take your medicine, darling, and proceed with caution, bitch. That is my type for role play.
This is sick. Keep going.
That's what I like.
Oh, my
One of the
goodness.
Things I like, yes, yeah. And oh. I love my nipples licked. I don't even need to masturbate. I don't need you to fuck me. If you lick my nipples the right way, I'll just come, literally.
Yeah, we didn't even ask.
Yeah, we didn't ask.
I started thinking about it.
Nigga said, I like old niggas nursing homes. And you know what? Nipples too.
I love nipples.
We had a guy on this podcast that she used to call sick nipple fuck. And what's crazy is there is so many straight men that I realize are into
nipple hardwired. Play, that's what
but
it's called.
Are not really, like they won't ask for it. But I've noticed much, like, my head be getting pushed towards the nipple now, bitch. And I'm like, well, I'll lick your nipple. But, like, straight men don't admit to the fact that they really like their nipples being played with. Whether you lick it and rub it or, like, you literally just suck on their nipples. They have a problem with saying that that's what they're into. And, Amber, you in these spaces.
No,
girl,
that's...
you not sucking nipples?
No, that's out. That's crazy.
No. But she'll suck feet.
Wait a second. Yeah, you'll suck feet but not nipples?
Right.
Why?
That's...
what's wrong with sucking a man?
Oh, does it make you not okay. titties when you're?
Yeah, like okay. that's gay to me.
What the Wait, hell? Is gay to you yeah. to suck a man nipple?
Yes.
Why? Does it make you think of titties?
I don't know. It's just weird.
Like, but you buy, so you suck a titties anyway. Why
right,
do you even
bitch.
Think?
Yeah,
bitch, you but gay to me.
You say... make well, it make sense.
No, I just don't like that. No,
Amber, we want to do our sex tip segment. It gotta start with you.
It got
to.
It got to.
Give us.
She been over there just like, what
about
what
with
y'all
the, oh, actually, you know what? A good dick sucking tip or even like sex tip with your nails. A lot of girls get long nails now. Mm-hmm. Tell me something you might do sexually with your nails.
Bitch, I ain't listening to her after she said there was blood under them.
Okay.
She clearly got.
I don't know about that tip.
Y'all might think it's kind of crazy because I don't want to suck no nipples, but what I do with my nails, I like to put my nails in a nigga mouth.
Oh.
Wait, they be sucking the acrylic?
Yeah.
Like a dick. And that's not gay to you?
That's not gay to me.
Oh, that's right. What I said. That's see, what I said. I knew it. But
okay,
I like that.
Can you show, wait a second. So you're getting, while they're fucking you, you like to put
my nails in his mouth. Yeah.
How many nails?
Two.
And you just go like this?
Just put it in his
mouth. And you make him suck it? And that's, wow.
I like that. Does he go down to the like tip of the nail? Or does he just, I mean, to the brand?
Okay.
Okay, wait. Have you
right?
Oh, he damn near sucking dick.
This is a sick Negro.
Have you ever had rhinestones or jewels on your nails?
Nah, I do that. That's for kids.
Oh yeah,
that's kids.
So rhinestones is gel and gems is where you cross the line.
Yeah, that's crazy at this age.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. I stopped doing it because I lost gems. I be in the booty hole. I'm like, oop, where it went? Hopefully it's on the bed and not in their booty hole because I do not want them to shit out.
Imagine you take out a shit and you're like, why does it look like Swarovski in the toilet?
She got a Swarovski, that's nuts. Wow, so do you just do it without asking or are the men wanting to suck your acrylic nails?
I kind of do it without asking.
Oh, so no consent. Wow.
Yeah. Taking control.
Wow. Yeah,
I like that. But
they do it.
Yes. What you gonna say? Get out. But no.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's what you about to do with a nipple.
Right.
Yes, uh-uh. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe you don't want. Are you a dominant person?
Yes.
Maybe.
That's why she paying the bill.
Maybe the sucking
okay,
the nipple.
Okay, girl.
Okay. Okay. Well, then.
As someone that wants to trick sometimes, I kind of get it, though.
Well, then let me ask you, you knowing that you like that power, you like that control, mm-hmm. you're independent, even financially, do you have the desire at all then to be submissive?
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah. So, but sometimes, you've never been submissive up to, like...
Well... I guess, like, I don't know how to answer that, honestly. Maybe when, like, it comes to, like, sex, sometime I can, you know, bow down. But besides that, like, no.
Wow.
Yeah, like, even when I go out, like, I like to get my dude outfit. Like, okay, I'm hosting tonight. You're going to put this on, put that on. I don't care if you don't
you
like
dress
it.
Dress them?
What?
Buy them fresh kicks. And I'm like, damn, this is a nice
exactly. You're going to get your hair done. You're going to do this.
And you pay for the hair, too?
Let's not do all that right now. But, you know, I'm going to tell them how to dress. And, yeah.
Do you have kids?
I don't want kids.
These niggas is your hello. Is your son.
These niggas are my son.
These here niggas we go. Is your son.
Here we go.
Happy Mother's Day, friend.
Here's to that.
Wow. Okay. So then, I still would love for you to experience a man take you on a date, but it could really just be like you are getting what you want. Like mm-hmm. you have this love and desire for power and control, mm-hmm. and it's your comfort place.
And you know. Jacob might give us a little inspo in A Horrible Decision with the sugar and tips. Because who knows if you even really shared it to this degree on Just Us, because I feel like hearing someone tell us how they've kind of almost like finagled someone and been able to get them to do things for them, which is really sugaring. Like, more than it is any other kind of dating. Sugaring is like, I'm here, I'm the prize, like, you need to pay, you need to spend, you need to treat. So tell us how... Maybe even if you had a first experience, like, did you know you were about to be a sugar baby? Like, tell us that.
How it started?
Kind of. Yeah.
Well, it started when I lived in Sacramento. You know, I'm from Sacramento. I would go to San Francisco. I used to do a lot of acting work there, commercial work in San Francisco. And there was an older man there. And at the time, there was like a Subway. And I was in between breaks from filming. And I didn't want none of the food from the set. So I don't let me go to Subway and get a sandwich. There's an older man. He was like, oh, you're very handsome. I said, oh, thank you so much. You know, I didn't even think about... money or anything like that. And he was like, when you're done, do you want to come? I live over here. I'm like, no, you know.
And you were young at this time.
Yeah.
Bitch, I was
young.
Jared?
Huh?
Oh, never mind.
He was really, this one, was, he was really, really, really old.
No, okay, he was old.
Yeah. And he was like, you know, do you want to make some money? And bitch, I had like $25 left. That was enough to get me back on a bus back to Sacramento after my shoot.
He said,
and you know how it is. When, money. Do you want some money?
I yes. would have thought it was
what,
for modeling.
What was the money that was offered?
$500.
For what?
He wanted me to go up to his apartment. He laid on his back and he wanted me to like punch him in his back and call him like a faggot and all these different words.
What?
And oh, yeah, so was brain him like, as a man. It was
humiliation.
Humiliation. He loved it. And he was so old. I felt so bad. I'm like, I'm going to hurt you. He's like, do it. I said, okay. Boom, boom, boom. And I just started calling him everything. You ain't shit. Your dad ain't shit.
You
my slave now, ho. Like, I start going in.
Damn.
I start going in and he took me to the ATM after. He gave me, I was like, oh my God, I can get used to this for real. So he became my regular in San Francisco. But every time I would go out there, I wouldn't do that all the time. There would be like different things he wanted me to do. Maybe like go find him somebody else to do it. Like he loved the idea of bringing a whole bunch of black men back to his apartment and like humiliating him.
So wait.
So I would get a cut.
But you were
that.
Okay.
I would get a cut.
Well, I'm all about a cut.
Even you saying that, we love to have this kind of conversation. So in terms of race play, you said he would love for a lot of black men to do that. So you're okay with race play and being fetishized because of the color of your skin with these white men?
I didn't give a damn. There was a check.
I'm going to be honest with you. When I think of race play, though, it's a little bit different.
But I didn't even think about it that way,
though.
He said
black men. Like,
I know, but race play is different when you're the one who's the aggressor.
Yeah, he wouldn't talk to us crazy. Like, he wanted us to, like
talk shit. When we're generally thinking about race play.
I mean, reverse race.
Same thing.
It's the same thing.
Kind of.
The way that he said, you my slave now, there was
I just said that. He didn't tell me to say it.
But you said it anyway.
I sure did.
He felt the power.
I did. So I did it for all my brothers and sisters.
I mean, we've talked to other women too that believe in dealing with white men, they're getting their reparations. So to me, that there still is an element of race play in that. Like, we talked to Marnie about that. We talked to
who? Marnie.
Yeah, the girl who does, is her name not Marnie?
Nigga, who you talking about?
The Findom. I don't know nobody's name right now, bitch.
Marnie.
And what about the Lisa Splitson? She did the same thing.
Who the fuck is Marnie? Marley. Mistress Marley.
I messed up a letter. Okay, you knew what I was talking about then.
No, I really didn't.
But so Mistress Marley and Lisa Splitson, both of them dealt with white men and felt like it was a form of reparation.
Right, but they were always doming them, right? And so I feel like...
he's doming the white man.
Right. So race play is a very specific thing when you're bringing up someone's color, typical stereotypes, even like derogatory language. That's more race play.
But he said he would go get a whole bunch of black boys.
I understand.
This man wanted black boys.
We gotta be clear. Right, a race play is a very specific.
It's exactly what you just said, though. He wanted black boys.
I don't think that wanting to fuck black people is race play.
You got me fucked up while he's sitting here wanting to be done by black people, and he's like, "You my slave now." I'm your master.
I mean, I actually think this would be good, like, commentary, like, for people watching on YouTube or even in the comments. Like, race play to me is not you wanting to fuck someone black. You wanting to be done by someone black is not race play.
But to me, the knowing that you come from your ancestry of white supremacy. Whether you were a slave owner or not, you said he was old. He could have had a plantation. I don't know. I don't know how old the man
like
was.
Yeah, like being submissive to someone black is not race playing.
But what I'm saying is, if there's a layer of I'm turned on by the role playing of you now being in a power position because of your race, knowing that I'm a white man and
I hear what you're saying. I just think it's unfair to... all black doms that have white clients they're engaging in race play.
But what I'm saying is, and back to even the past guests that we have had, they have literally called it a form of reparations for themselves.
Yeah, as a joke, but race play is something...
I don't think it was a joke.
Okay.
She has a shirt that says reparations with a white hand and money.
Yeah, like to me, that's some like...
this shit getting deep.
I'll tell you why it's getting deep for me. Because in some of the recent interviews I've done, like I was telling Mandy, I might have said on another episode, I went to a brothel and I'll give y'all the tea on this. Y'all know I do sex sells, which is exploring sex businesses. And part of that business in the brothel to me is it's almost like your blackness is a business at that point. So I asked the brothel, can I talk to these black women separate? Because to me, their story would be different from everyone else's there because people are coming in to fuck your skin color. That's just the truth, right? Oh my God, you're my first black girl, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And one of the things I said to all of them, I think it was four or five black girls I sat down with, I said, do y'all engage in race play? And they all said, absolutely no. However, they embraced the fact that they know they may be a fetish for some and talked a lot about the differences with race play and basically saying like the submission to a white guy would then be race play for them, the words being used, even the role playing itself. So that's probably why I was like, nah.
I think that's why when he brought up those words, because I'll be honest, like even when, and I talked about it, like to me, race play is the same, like just to say something is a fetish, like I ain't like,
I don't think it's fair to say,
like motherfuckers say, I want to fuck you before you lose weight. Like people used to talk about wanting to fuck me at a certain size and they didn't want to fuck me if I had lost a certain amount of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, even though that's a fetish, that to me is still on some fucked up shit. I was never fucking nobody who said they wanted to fuck me because they never fucked a big girl and they wanted to fuck me as a big girl. Right. So the fact that this man also had you recruit other black boys and this was the conversation, that's where it's like, it's not, it goes beyond the fact that you're just a black man and I want you to do this domination to me. You're seeking out other, specifically black men, to humiliate you. And so to me, I think there's a psychological element to race play.
Well, maybe he used to be a cop and he feels bad.
He needs to go to therapy. Now, casting call for black men that want to humiliate a Caucasian man, he pay good. So, that's what was in my mind at the time. So, I was 18. I don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Now,
I love that.
I wouldn't do that anymore.
A lot of our whole mail is about, like, how do I get a sugar daddy? So that's really where we went to dig into you. So you started like that. And then tell us more about how it became sugaring and how you knew you wanted to do that?
Well, I didn't start sugaring until I moved to LA, really.
Oh.
Yeah. Bridge, I mean, bridge. I had like, yeah, that guy wasn't, I don't consider him a sugar daddy because I had to work.
Right. Right. But that's where you're
even
first...
though some people that have sugar daddies, they have to sleep with their sugar daddy. You know what I mean? I don't do that.
Really?
My sugar daddy, he can't get,
hard?
He can, but he can't come.
Why?
There's,
science.
There's something there. He can't do that.
Science.
So there's nothing. My sugar daddy doesn't look for sex with me. He has a partner. All he wants to do is go to dinner, literally. But I haven't seen him in person in 2 years.
He still pays you?
Of course. Of course.
So what does he pay you for?
Just to pay me. Like, he just, if I ask him, whatever I want, I get. That's just how it works with him. We build a friendship. So when you have a sugar daddy and you want to secure the sugar daddy, secure the bag, it has to be a genuine friendship as well. Yes, you can.
I agree with
you
that.
Can finesse only for so long. But if you actually really get in there where he starts to trust you and he's like, you know what, you're like my friend. Me and my sugar daddy have like a friendship. I actually really love him.
I think you are preaching so hard right now, mainly because sugar babies assume it's all about their looks. Sugar babies assume it's, I'm hot. He wants to make me this thing. Like, there'll always be another you. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be another cute bitch, a cute nigga, whatever. But one thing I know that you're saying that I never really thought of, my sugar daddy and I started out in the beginning just going out to bars and stuff. He thought I was fun to have around. Like, oh, she brings the girls around. He would take me on vacation, shit like that. And then he was almost invested in my life story and always felt like, especially with friendship, he needed to take care of me. What would we do if anybody got hurt in this room right now? Like, we're, you know what I mean? There's a friendship. I'm going to take care of you. That's a really good point. Because if you don't establish that friendship, what the fuck does he need to stick around for?
Which is why I also agree with you. Me and my friends debate this all the time. Because their quote unquote sugar daddies, it was transactional. They didn't get money unless they saw them in person and had sex. And I've been in a whole nother country with another nigga and had to call one of my niggas like, his team ain't pay him. Can you send me $1,000? And this is Western Union day. Like, I had to have my roommate go to Western Union. I said, bitch, I'll pay you $100 out of this. Put it in my account so that I can have money while I'm out in this other country with a nigga whose team's not paying him. And my friends could never understand how I could get certain things from people without having sex. And I said, well, if this is a sugar daddy that really fucks with you, you shouldn't have to have sex with him for him to show up for you, and that's the only way they show up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should be able to ask at the drop of the dime whether he sees you or not, whether you're giving him a good time or not, whether you're sucking his dick or not. You should be able to depend on this person.
All right, y'all. So it is our favorite moments of 2023, and it only makes sense to start off with the woman, the myth, the legend. Yes, the girl we came out to, all toured to. And the one who got the Rolling Stone Best Rap Song of the Year, Skiggy. We got to interview Sexy Red, and she, with all of her mentions of a Buddha hole, made my favorite moment of 2023. Check it out here.
Are you a dirty talker?
I could, yeah.
you have a go-to? Because I do.
I be saying all shit. I say what's real.
Wait, you no, say what's
don't.
Real during
no,
sex?
No, I don't say what's real.
Oh,
I was like,
yes, he'll dirty talk.
I say what's, like, whatever going on in that moment, I'm going to say, like, you know, like, ooh, this shit's so fur, like, you know.
It's so what?
Fur.
Fur?
Fur.
Oh, you know what I want to see you do?
It means fire.
Let y'all an interviewer fire, do this for fur. I want to see you do, like, a glossary of words. That's real St. Louis shit. And you got a pair next to the, like, her, fur. What you said? There's a lot of
hurt
on there?
Yeah. Earn, like you earning some clothes in the name Earn.
Not in the name Earn.
The
that
name
is
Earn.
Not giving out no more. Nobody's naming their children Earn.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh.
And like you running the Earn.
Wait, Aaron?
And like you running the Earn. You running the Earn.
Oh, you running the Earn?
Yeah.
You ironing.
Yeah, Earn.
And then your name could also be
your name Earn.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, is there another one?
like just like how I was saying fur. Like, how would y'all say fur?
Life ain't fair.
Nah.
No.
But
no,
we say that too, like fur. That ain't fur. Well, like fur. Like,
and you wearing
how
a fur?
How y'all say fur? Like, how is outside? It's a fur going on.
Oh, I don't know what the
that
fuck
is
you
fire.
Say.
A fur. That is a fire.
I love, bitch, this is way better than motherfucking Baltimore. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, it's
True
worse.
Blue.
I'm not gonna lie.
When Baltimore, I say better, I mean it's like more fun. Talk
about, Baltimore is the worst accent in America to me.
Yeah, it's funny though. Like how they say blue and.
You, oh, wait, are you from Baltimore?
Two.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that shit crazy. Yeah. That shit crazy. Yeah. Well, I want to get into our vanilla shit. Our vanilla shit is sex in the news.
Vanilla.
And there is, this is kind of vanilla.
You said vanilla?
Vanilla. Like,
well, the shit we've been talking about, this vanilla.
This is real vanilla.
Okay.
So a California high school teacher has been placed on leave after instructing students on how to get pleasure from anal sex.
Wow.
And we'll talk about it because you are a mother, right?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about it. The educator at El Dorado High in Placentia. Placenta, bitch. It's almost
and look,
like
she
Placentia.
Can't speak English.
Sorry, Placentia, California was caught on video.
Not either.
Listen, not either. You heard that. You heard that shade. You caught it.
You caught it. It's in the earth. It's a shade in the earth.
You caught it.
Some shade
you caught it. So she was placed on leave after a video was shown of her giving explicit instruction to a class of teenagers on how to get pleasure during anal sex and where they can find sex toys that can stimulate the prostate. Mm. She went as far and can be heard saying, you don't have to go inside the booty hole. You can actually just push on the seam and that stimulates the prostate gland.
Okay.
They apparently really like that. So that's why for male on male, anal sex is very pleasurable because of the fact that it hits the prostate. And that's where a lot of nerve endings in the booty hole is as well. It's like the girl's G-spot. The prostate, they're equivalent to each other.
Wow.
Now, we talk about the lack of sex education a lot.
Yeah.
Would you feel a way to know that your child was in school and this is how their teacher was teaching it? Do you
how
also...
How old were the kids?
Teenagers, high school. This is a high school.
Okay, well, let's start with that question.
Okay. High school.
First, I'm going to start here. They Caucasian, I think.
Yeah,
by the because they told on her. They told on her. It's sex
you
education.
You said the kids told.
They snitched. That's lame. When we was in high school, man, our teachers used to tell us all kinds
real
of
shit.
Our teachers, I remember my teacher told us she seen the man dingling so long, he could wrap it behind his back.
Wait, you learned that? You did not hear that
we
in school from your teacher?
We used to be talking like this with our teachers. We had sex education.
St. Louis crazy as fuck.
This is normal. Like, the teachers curse at you. Like, the students curse.
Oh, that
was nothing. Like... That's like, but we had sex education. She used to tell us about all this. She used to tell us about STDs. She would probably tell us about that. And we wouldn't tell on her. Like, we in class asking questions. We used to be like, she used to tell us we could ask whatever we needed to ask because we wanted to
know. Which I think is good. That's what should be available.
We used to ask all kinds of questions. Yeah, but all sex questions.
This one is specific, I think, because it's...
Because it's talking about some gay shit.
No, I think it's because she's teaching somebody how to be pleasured.
Oh. No, but that's what I'm saying. If you got a question, she should be at, that's your sex education.
Not only that, though, I think that is the problem. Like, when you're young, you're just told to stay the fuck away from sex. And sex is pleasurable. It's how we procreate. I think that
But you can get STDs.
You
and
can.
That's why we had the class.
Yes.
Because they need to teach kids stuff about that. Like, y'all, all these kids just out here having sex. Y'all,
and they are.
And that's what I teach you to teach us. She used to teach us all kinds of stuff.
And that's the thing. I think that there actually should. I know we talk about sex education from a scientific point, but I actually do think that teaching people how to be pleasured during sex should be a part of that education because there's so many women that have sex for years and they're not pleased.
Like, I mean, I don't know. That might be kind of taking it far, but if the student, that's far. Shit.
My kid don't need to go to school to learn
because I don't want my son hearing about no ass shit and then he be getting ideas or nothing like that or like you convincing kids to... But if we all in class, but it was all girls in our class. So our teacher
you went to all girls school?
No.
Oh, just sex education was separated.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if we had questions, our teacher was like, you can ask whatever you need to ask. Like, it ain't nothing to hide in here.
Yeah,
like,
I agree. I think that's,
even if we wasn't in the class and we needed to come talk to her and we can't talk to our mamas about us fucking and something going on with us, we can come talk to our teacher.
Like, I should be able to ask a teacher if I'm a teenager, 15. Oh, what's this discharge? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
What's this smell?
That's what I'm saying.
You should not be teaching me what's going to feel good when I fuck a nigga.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
No, but I'm saying if the student didn't ask that,
I'm honest only in the fact that...
So you basically want her to be like, yeah, you should ride a dick like this?
Well, no, it's not ride a dick like this. But to me, there's people that are, like, especially teenagers, they're learning from porn. Yeah. A lot of the aggression and things that children are learning, or
that's
that
not
men
about
are,
pleasure. Well, that's
that,
about consent.
Well, one moment, but no, that men are learning at a quick age. Yeah. Even how they're pounding women. Yeah. That is not enjoyable to a lot of women.
They just
you
fucking.
Have to wait till it's warmed up, or like foreplay is something that should be taught that has to do with pleasure.
I'm
bruh.
Dead.
Foreplay, I mean, no, we're different enough.
No, there's a line. We always agree.
I don't think you could convince the kids. Like,
it's not convincing the kids, but to me, to teach a child that before penetration, you should be like aroused. Otherwise, it could be painful. Otherwise, it could cause chafing. Otherwise, it could do this. So foreplay, that is a part of pleasure.
It's
teaching
education.
Kids around. Yeah, teaching kids about foreplay before going to Pound Town.
Yeah.
I think should be something that is talked about.
I mean, I don't know.
Telling a kid what foreplay is different than teaching them how to be pleasured during foreplay. You're talking
it's
about
it's like
kids.
Saying now you gotta suck his dick like this.
I mean, that's
I don't know about that. But everybody like their dick sucked differently. She's just saying that this, like, the prostate gland is in there. This is why you will receive pleasure from this act.
Yeah.
To me, and to be fair, anal sex was not at all a conversation when I was in school.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, I'm going to ask you, did y'all have talks about anal sex?
Yeah, everything. Whatever question too. We needed to know.
Do you like anal sex?
No, it hurt.
See, education. We need, it there's a way to have
red,
it.
Red, huh?
It's brown.
No,
it's going to stay brown because I ain't putting nothing in
it. Do you think it hurts because, like, maybe it's like the dick is too big, maybe you're not relaxed?
Yes, and I'm not used to that hoe. Like, I'm dead. It's like I'm a virgin in that hoe. So, like, whenever I even attempt to, it's like, mm-mm.
But you're not. So you like a virgin, but you're not.
I'm
in
not.
That hoe.
I'm not. Like, it didn't, some didn't got in there before, but it hurt. Like, mm-hmm.
You ever had an accident fuck in the ass?
Oh, I did when I was younger.
Oh, bitch.
And it scarred me for a while.
What
and
you
now
mean?
I love it.
You're like, thinking if you fucking you in it.
The dick came out and went shit. Into the wrong hole on ooh. Accident. Oh, my God. I that jumped up so hard. Goddamn quick.
When I say I was finna cry when it happened to me, oh, my.
But I'm not gonna lie.
I couldn't breathe.
I mean,
he straight went all the way in. It's like I got raped. That's like.
Oh, oh no.
Because you know how your coochie be wet, so everything be wet. So yep. He was going hard. Then he said, whoop, right in the ass. I was like, ah.
She said, I got shot.
I can't breathe, y'all. I was like,
you got right up, right?
No, I was like, this hurt. I couldn't even finish. I'm like, I'm in pain.
Yeah, you know, that's what happened with me. I didn't
finish.
I had
to put a towel back. Like, I was like, I couldn't walk. It's like I had straight just got. I was like, it's straight like. Mm-mm.
You said, mm-mm.
Did you shit?
No, I was constipated too after that. I couldn't shit after that.
No,
and then
wait,
when I did
long?
Finally
but
shit,
how long?
For like a couple days, and then when I did finally shit, the doodle was like hard because I ain't shit for a couple days. It was hard; it wouldn't come out, and my booty hole was cracking. And I had to put Vaseline. Wait, it hurt it.
Wait,
I'm like I'm constipated from that shit, man. Couldn't even shit. I couldn't even sit on the toilet. Like, when I sat on the toilet, it hurt it for the stuff.
Oh, my
out.
God.
I'm like, ooh.
No, it can't be traumatic.
Bro, I ain't gonna hold you. I've had that feeling.
When for
you,
real?
When you sit down and your ass, like, it hurts so bad.
I couldn't even do it.
I had to sit on the pillow one time, bitch. I had an episode with you when I was sitting here like this. The whole time.
You ain't tell nobody?
But what am I do? The dick accidentally went in my ass last night. So I'm walking funny. I just tried to tune it up for the YouTube.
My next favorite episode isn't my most crazy favorite episode of the year, but something crazy did come after it. So if you listen to the episode with Dom Gabriel, he was popular for being on a show called The Perfect Match on Netflix. And mainly we all knew him for crying over girls on the show, right? He came on, he was an emo nigga, I'm an emo bitch. I was feeling the vibe. We were flirting and we ended up going on a date. And if you follow me on Instagram, you would know that something crazy happened on that date and I never got to tell. But I'm going to tell you guys now. So Dom and I went out to Laurel Hardware. We had a great time, great vibe. We were really enjoying it. And I kind of was feeling like throughout the date, I was almost manifesting something bad to happen. I wish I said I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a billionaire. I'm going to get married and have kids during this date because my energy was just on another field. So we on this date or whatever, and we're walking to go to, I think it was apartment 200 or something. And I was like, yo, like, we can't walk there. We got to, like, drive there. Like, LA is crazy. Niggas be getting robbed. Da 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 da. So we're going on about this, right? And throughout the night, I keep talking about what a crazy place that LA is. So finally, towards the end of the night, we're in the car talking for like an hour. It's a really cute vibe. You know, it's the moment where you're about to share a kiss. And he's about to walk me to my door of my apartment building, which is a luxury building with a doorman. I only say that to let you know you can get got anywhere. So I would say the proximity from the door, car door to my door of the building was maybe 15 feet. And he's about to open the door. And I said, did you take your keys? He's like, yeah. We're about to go for that like goodnight kiss. I think we did. And suddenly, through the corner of my eye, and he's tall, as he's above me, I'm looking at this dude just running. And I'm like, oh my God! This nigga turns around and someone jumps in the fucking front seat of his car. Literally carjacked. Okay? I'm scared. I'm like, oh my God, we about to die. What I'm gonna do? I'm running into the motherfucking building. I'm telling the doorman to do something. He's like, bitch, I do packages. What the fuck you want me to do? I'm calling 911. I'm screaming. I'm like, get away, Dom. Oh my God, don't let him hurt you. Let the car go. And it was scary as shit. It was terrifying, especially after like such an amazing date. So mind you, he did have his keys, but I think when you got the little remote key, like you only got to be a certain distance. And I think he threw his keys. So his key would be further from the car. Somehow the nigga takes off with the car after like them fighting about it for 2 minutes and me on the phone to police. So then me and Dom jump in my fucking car, like GTA, bitch. I'm in a Tesla. We run in. Da-da-da-da. He's like, oh my God. And is it him for a second date? No. Anyway, so he's bugging the fuck out. I'm bugging the fuck out. He's like, oh my God, my computer's in there, this or that. Not his computer, his phone. He's freaking out. It was fucking crazy, right? So we're on this speed chase. And I'm like, what are we doing this for? What are we going to do once we catch this nigga? This is dumb. I ain't getting out of the car. You getting out of the car? No. So we're on the phone with the police. But our goal was like to try to find his phone or try to track the car so we could tell the police. Boom. We get back to my place. He's like, oh my God. He's like, I'm visiting from Canada. What the fuck am I going to do? This is insane. So police come. And apparently a crash was reported. So we're like, oh my God, the car is found. But really, the dude just fucking threw the phone out of the car. So the impact of the street in the car alerted a crash. So he ended up getting his phone back anyway. I'm telling you, the manifestation was crazy. Then I was just like, damn, he had to do the police report and shit. I went to go get Nina. Y'all know that's my daughter. She has four legs. If you're new here, she's downstairs. She'd be an emotional support animal. She's like, bitch, I don't know what to do. I had my LA show the next fucking day. The shit was crazy. Now the date went from 7 p.m. to 4 in the morning. Our anxiety's up. It was really bad. So long story short, they found the car in like a McDonald's parking lot or something. And the nigga left his ID in there. And basically, that's how the police know who he is. Crazy ass story. So, yeah, I guess you could hear the flirting and how it led up to that in this episode next. Our vanilla shit is our Sex in the News segment. And so for this week, I found something that I wanted to debate a little bit because obviously we're pro sex work. However,
you pro sex work?
Love it.
You ever pay for pussy?
I've never paid for pussy.
Okay.
He's like, I'm not against
look
it.
Look at me.
Okay.
I never pay for pussy. But I'm a full supporter. I got slut tattooed on my hip. I'm full supporter of
I saw that.
I love that.
Yeah.
We just. Okay, that's just a bad word. Okay. How MasterCard is endangering sex workers. So this is from on the ACLU website. And in 2021, MasterCard developed a new policy for adult content websites using credit card or payment options. The policy imposed requirements such as pre-approval of all content before a publication, forbidding certain search terms, keeping records of age and identity verifications for performers. And the restrictions are not only restricting to free speech, but they also harm the livelihood of sex workers. So 16,000 signatures were given on the ACLU website saying that MasterCard is harming people that are Black, immigrant, and transgender sex workers. I can't talk today. But anyway, we've known for a long time that it's really difficult to accept payment as a sex worker. I remember back in the day on Backpage, they would say this many roses, so you didn't talk about the exchange of money. Mandy and I, when we were starting our bank account, we told them our podcast was about sex. They took like, he went in the back for a minute to make sure that it was even okay to accept payment for that. However, I was on the team of thinking that this shit was wrong. until I read why it's not legal. So the simple version is that Visa and MasterCard were frustrated with the high rate of chargebacks related to porn sites. It could be a scamming thing, but most likely someone's wife was like, what the fuck is this? And they had to call in and say they didn't do it. So they made the decision to classify adult sites and activity as high risk and require anyone that wants to process payment to pay an upfront registration fee, annual renewals, and require more ID verification.
So they do that for OnlyFans. They do it in the state of Illinois now, if I'm not mistaken. You can't log into a porn site without sending in your ID.
That's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy. I think, A, it probably is for this because you're verifying that this is you by submitting your card payment. Like, you cannot have an OnlyFans page or like, subscribe without uploading the front and back of your ID. So I did that for OnlyFans. I don't see it as a problem either because I think it does also help in terms of, I'll say serial killers, but also pedophiles. Like, you get to see kind of what they're searching, the type of porn they're watching. I think a lot of serial killers watch the same type of porn. It'd be like either children porn, animal porn, like weird shit.
So I disagree in a slight way. Performers have to upload their ID verification. I understand that. A viewer having to upload it, I think, is super extensive. Serial killers, pedophiles, if you really do all that, IP addresses are searchable for a long time. Mm-hmm. And if you really want to kill somebody and you're smart about it, I feel like you could use a fake ID somehow. Like, you could figure out a way in. But I think that kind of does fuck them up. The only thing I would agree with is I understand the chargeback shit now. Like, it makes sense. If your highest chargebacks aren't Gucci and Louis Vuitton and it's pussy sites, like, okay, we see why the shit ain't allowed no more. Because if Visa and MasterCard were actually making money on sex, they probably would keep it legal. They don't give a fuck about us.
They don't.
This isn't to help stop child pornography. This is literally because they ain't making money.
Have you ever subscribed to any porn sites or OnlyFans? Or?
No, I've never paid for anything sex-related.
What?
Ever? No. You never been to a strip club?
No, my first strip club I went to, I was 18. I got kicked out.
Why'd you get kicked out?
Because I was 18 and in Montreal in Canada, it's legal. And we would all go there after school. But
you
we don't
go
have,
to the strip club after school?
After graduation. After we graduated school, we all go to Montreal and we all went to the
strip
club.
Is there a thing about strip clubs in Montreal?
Yeah.
What is it?
That you can go there when you're 18.
No. There's something else. Is it like there's a lot of them? Or can they touch you? What is it?
I don't know. There is a lot of them.
Okay, because someone told me they go just for strip clubs.
Yeah, but I've only been one time. But the thing is like in Canada, we don't have dollar bills.
You only went to the strip club once?
Yeah.
And you're 30?
Yeah.
Wow.
It doesn't do anything for me.
And let me tell you something. By the end of this episode, someone's going to want to finger your asshole and take you to the strip club.
I don't, like, it just doesn't do anything for me. Just,
how
like,
do you know?
Because even, I don't know. There's no appeal there for
me. But why'd you get kicked out?
Because we don't have dollar bills. We have toonies and loonies. We have coins. And I was 18 years old.
You was throwing coins at the girl?
I wasn't throwing them. I was just like tossing them on the stage. I was like, oh, it's money. Like
toonies and loonies?
Yeah.
What the That's crazy.
It's a $1 coin, a $2 coin.
What's the real name for it?
Looney Toonie.
Are you serious? So, that's not slang?
I'm dead ass.
So wait, it's a loony what were you supposed to be throwing on stage? Or
like $5 bills. Like we have $5 bills, $10. Yeah, we have $5.
Oh, that's high. That's high as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm throwing Looney, and then the security guard picked my ass up and chucked me out the club. And I was like, all right, bet.
That's crazy. So, you could have gave a girl $5.
Not at 18.
I was like, I had $20 for the night.
So that means, you had about four good throws in you. That's it?
Man, it must be terrible to just throw one
$5 bill. That sounds crazy.
I realized recently when I was at the strip club, I was at Soho Warehouse and across the street is a strip club. I don't know what the fuck it's called. But anyway, I was bored and I was like, fuck it. Let's keep the night going. So I saw a guy throwing fives and I was throwing ones and I was like, damn, bro, like I see how people get into bottle wars brain. Cause I was like, oh, you wanna fuck with me like this? First of all, I'm already the cute one at the stage. So the bitches are coming to me anyway. Let's just be honest. And now you gotta throw the fives to try to take the attention from me. So I'm like, damn, it is crazy how strip club culture for Americans makes you almost compete.
Yeah.
But what I do enjoy about the strip club, especially on a date, is just kind of like chatting about the girls with someone, having the sexy dance. But I also love burlesque shows and things like that. Like, I love being entertained by sexuality. And you should try it. It'll be fun.
I would go if it was, like, a date or something like that. But, like, if me and the homies are like, oh, let's hit the strip club, I'm like, I'd rather just go to bed.
Are you on the apps?
Like what apps? Like dating apps? I recently got on Hinge, but that was because of a brand deal. So
I'm so tired of him. Yeah. Bro, we gotta get this. We're gonna find
Look, because I went on a dating app one time, and the first swipe, I dated the girl for like 4 years.
Okay.
Whoa.
So I was like, I already caught a W off of a dating app. Like, I was
and you're like never gonna happen again.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm good now, you know? And now I'm in a position where like people kind of already know who I am. So it's like going on a dating app, just, it's like.
Well, you at least know they like you if they.
Well, a lot of it is like them just being like, loved you on the show or whatever. Or like,
oh, they don't really want to go out on dates with you?
They want to go on dates, but it's like, it's weird now because now people feel like they know me in a sense.
Ah.
Because I'm like, there's something about like a dating show as opposed to just like being like an online personality where people feel like they know you and how you date.
Trust me, we know.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
On Hinge, you can send a message before someone accepts you. And literally, oh, I hate, because my name is Gila and it's Gila on Hinge. And I hate when they be like, oh, Weezy. But then at the same time, I'd be a liar if I said, like, I've talked about a few experiences where I've been on dates and dudes whack like they have no idea that I have a podcast. And then I find out they do know. And that shit really bothers me.
I hate that
shit. So what do you do? What is an appropriate way for, I don't know, let's say I meet you in a bar. I've seen Perfect Match.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, it's like, oh my God, you know, I don't want to fuck the Dom Gabriel. I just think this guy's hot. How does someone approach you and make you feel comfortable even if they could be a fan of your work?
I don't,
Or you just want them to not have a Netflix account?
Nah. Nah, because that's happened to me too, where people try to act like, you know what I mean? They've never seen the show and then
I'm not going to lie. I did not know who you were.
Yeah.
So I watch Netflix, but I watch the shows. I'm like a Bravo Housewives person, not into any of the dating. What else is it? Ultimatum?
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Too Hot to Handle.
Too Hot to Handle. And what is yours?
Perfect Match.
So I thought someone was coming in with a wheelchair today.
Oh,
but she had sent me your page and she was like, you haven't seen him on TikTok? I was like,
oh, no. I didn't say TikTok. I don't have TikTok.
Oh, but the crying video.
You haven't even seen the meme?
I guess you're a meme. I was like, no.
You were a meme for a good week.
Yeah, especially in LA when it was like raining a lot. Because I said, I asked why was it raining when I was crying. So
wait, I do want to know too, though, like, what was that period of time like? There was a point where I actually felt bad for you a little bit. And I didn't even know you. I was like, damn, I'm almost tired of seeing his ass. Wait, this is crazy.
Do you want to answer back? So most women you believe do know who you are, even though there may be some that don't.
Yeah, like a lot of them do.
Would you continue dating someone or entertaining someone who does know who you are or is a fan?
Yes.
Or are you against that?
No, it's just like the authenticity of it. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
You can kind of pick up if someone's being actually genuine, if they fuck with you or not, or like, okay, like just kind of in it just to like say like, because there is like, I've been in a lot of long-term relationships and only recently I've been single. So now I'm kind of seeing how people perceive me, especially being online.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I never thought I was like attractive. Like, I always like, oh, I'm like 6 out of 10, solid, you know? But now it's like being limelight. It's like, okay, there's a lot of attention from women.
Did you have an ugly duckling phase?
I didn't have an ugly duckling phase. I don't think I was ever like, maybe I was, I don't know. Like, I should show you pictures when I was a kid, but I've always been in relationships. So okay. I've always been loyal and I never kind of like, I'm like a golden retriever. Like, if I'm with you, like I'm on ride or die, like I'm with you. Like, I don't look anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've been single, I see like, kind of like, you know, the outside world, how they perceive me, stuff like that. And I think there is a sort of thing of like, because I don't just be out here fucking. I think there is like a kind of like a trophy of like kind of fucking Dom a little bit whenever I talk to a woman.
I think there's a trophy of fucking anyone that's popular.
I think there's like popular. Yeah.
I think that I don't know. We're in this really weird era of our lives where influencers are famous. No shade. You run a TV show though. But like influencers are famous. Like literally I was at a coffee shop and everybody was bugging out about this little white girl. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And they're like, oh my God, you didn't see her TikTok. Like it's a, I don't understand even TikTok fame, right?
Yeah.
So I think that it kind of depends. You live in LA. That's also a fucking weird place. Like, I think Mandy, somebody we were laughing at about them being a bore. Literally, I was leaving a club and he tapped me when I was getting in the car. I was like, don't you do a podcast? Da, 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 da. Walked me back in the club and gave me a bottle. I was like, oh, it's not because I was hot. Like, okay, thank you. But things are, you know, super cloudy. And I do think that dating can be a scary place for that too. Like, I've had men want to date me for access to things and you know, or even like I feel like I have a type and a lot of them are introverted or writers or work in tech. And like they be asking me for little plugs. So it's a weird time, but I do think we can find someone genuine throughout that. A lot of my famous friends, I were fans of their work. And yeah. I say it, you know?
Yeah. Like I've gone on dates with like a girl was like, oh, let's go for dinner. And she's like telling me about how she just went through a breakup. I was like, okay, so you just wanted to go out with me just to kind of make him jealous, to be like.
Oh.
And she was like, yeah, do you mind if I post a picture on Instagram? I'm like,
what?
I'm like, yeah, go ahead.
So. Oh, bitch, you better pay for that motherfucking food.
Oh, yeah, no. Did she pay for the meal?
No, nah,
I ain't gonna hold you. That's crazy. Can I take a picture to make my ex jealous?
Yeah. It was, I was like,
that's tacky.
That was crazy to me. But I was like, no, go ahead. Like, it's fine.
You said go ahead?
Yeah, that's fine.
And then still paid for the meal?
Yeah, I paid for
it. I would have made some content off that bitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's sad. What was the question I was gonna ask about? Oh, have you fucked anybody you're a fan of yet?
Yeah, I've.
Good for you.
Yeah, don't say the name.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it.
I'm
not
gonna say it. I'm not asking that.
I'm not gonna say
it. You that clout, bro. Me too. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, but he wasn't a fan of me. Oh, I was a fan of him.
That's what I'm saying. Actually, I feel like, okay. The only person that I really want to sleep with, and I would like, I can't even do, like if I saw him, I would never speak, but I have like one real crush, Skepta. I feel like over the years,
yeah, I could
consistently fine. There's not a lot of like super handsome rappers. And if there are, they're too pretty. It's like ASAP, Skepta, and who else?
YG's fine. For me, it's Method Man, Jason Momoa, and right now, Burna Boy. My God, that man is fun. So I got my three.
You're right.
Burna Boy, and Wiz Khalifa's still in there.
Okay, who are yours? Celebrity crushes.
Say Zoe Kravitz.
Ooh.
Zoe Kravitz. Hayley Williams from Paramore since I was a kid.
Hayley from Paramore is not what I was ready to hear, but yeah. Like, okay.
And then, selfishly, it's a tie between like Glorilla or Saweetie.
Okay. Now, I don't know how that's
I don't see how that's the tie. They're so different.
Well, like, I don't know. There's something about Glorilla that I'm just like, I would love just to like.
Do you like a deep voice?
Like the deep, I like a woman that's like, maybe she'll gum butt me at some point. Or
not gum I mean? Butt you. Know?
Like,
yo.
Just like.
Hey, girl, I don't fuck. You want a motherfucking
yeah,
interview?
Yeah, just
you, might, so, you might literally be the male version of Wheezy.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
It's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can go look for him together.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it will be any surprise to you guys that my second pick of my favorite episode of 2023 comes from none other than our interview with Jason Love. Y'all, I can't even believe he answered my DM and that we got to set this up. But Jason Love was one of my favorite episodes because not only is he a male porn star, which gave us a different vantage point of what it's like being in the porn industry, but Wheezy and I were lit at the AVN Awards that we were nominated for in 2023. And when we saw him, we both literally knew that we had to get him on to the show. And well, we did. And he shared quite some interesting things. And interestingly enough, this is one of our top three also most viewed and most listened to episodes of the year. So here's a little tidbit of our conversation with Jason Love. Check it out. Because you get paid to have sex, have you ever paid a woman to have sex with you?
I didn't have to pay.
But you did.
But I paid you.
I appreciate that. Okay.
Because so many men in their brains say no.
Which time? I've done it multiple. A couple of sex workers. Someone's just.
Some were just regular women.
How do you pay a regular woman for some pussy? Huh?
Girl, like a bill?
No. I'm saying like nail. Yeah, because to me, that's not paying, but it's like. What's paying for sex?
Well, cash so you after? You no, you're not going to just give cash directly.
After. That's sex.
That's raunchy.
That is raunchy. Yeah. That's a better way to do it.
You fuck. You enjoy the vagina or whatever, right? And then you know you treat the young lady to something nice. You know, wait a day or two, give her some money. You know, like hey, take care of some bills. Oh. Technically, it's paying for the pussy.
Mm.
Because you like them.
Look,
you know what that is.
She like
fucking with a nigga with money.
She like you ain't putting it on the table. Right when you done?
Well, that's what I mean. Because to me, sex work.
Yeah, I know. Like, I seen you stripping earlier. I know how you get that.
Look, Danny over there laughing.
It was one summer dress to the other.
She went like this, y'all.
like her ass was so big. She was like,
my God.
I was doing that shit on
my
own.
And you jumping to put the jeans on.
She jumping into a summer dress, bitch. I'm like, look at Danny. Danny was looking away. He's like, I am not going to.
He was like, no,
HR? HR.
This is why we on our last tour now, bitch. You gotta act.
Why? Because you out here getting naked in front of the goddamn guests.
I was here for it.
Now, you actually gave a tip without us asking for women writing. You said that there was a position that was really uncomfortable. But our hors d'oeuvre segment is a sex tip. And I would love, actually, for you, because we also have been talking about threesomes goddamn all weekend, it seems like. You have a lot of threesomes.
Yes.
But you have threesomes also, and it's not a train. We're not calling it a train here. You do a lot of MMF as well, mm-hmm. where it's two men and a woman.
We call it BBG, boy, boy, girl.
Oh, is that the porn thing? Is that the...
Yes, boy, boy, girl.
Why do we see MMF so much in porn categories and why? I very rarely see BBG. But you know what? Havana Ginger was saying that.
That is right.
She was saying when I do boy, boy, girl scenes. Okay. Maybe industry lingo versus civilian.
But yes. It's so weird, though, to me, the usage of boy and girl.
Because it seems adolescent.
100%.
Yes, I didn't make that.
Porn's fucking weird.
Like wow. Okay, so could you provide us a tip for, I guess, a woman in the scene, mm-hmm. as well as when you are performing with another man, a tip for the fellas who are interested in doing that as well?
So when you say a boy, boy, girl, you... talking about like double penetration, or are you talking about just in general where the guy's getting his dick sucked in the front and one is fucking in the back?
Oh, well, give us some DP tips.
So DP, for the guys, it should be understood that it needs to be like a piston because what's the layer of skin between the female anus and vagina is real thin. So if you go in at the same time, it's like you're feeling the penis at the same time. It's fucking right. horrible. So that's why you go piston, one in. One out, so they never rub in that thin area.
Oh, wait, y'all gotta be in sync like wrong. That?
Oh, yes. If it's not a piston, bruh, then you need to get off my
set. My favorite
set.
Thing in porn when I'm done coming is to watch where there was like a mishap.
I need to.
If you would only see the outtakes.
Bruh.
Wait.
This should be so funny, especially when the bitch be trying to go crazy, or especially the dudes will like lay down and then they try to take two dicks, like the DV or DP, while they're standing up.
Hey, that same dick in the hole, that's why I retired the first time.
Wait. Why? Because
I was doing a scene with this white guy and a young lady, right? Bam. So we going at it. It's like a double penetration. So I'm at the bottom. I'm in a vagina.
He's in the butt,
right? We going at it. We killing it, right? All of a sudden, I feel the vagina get really tight. I'm like, we've been doing this shit for 40 minutes right here. Like, why is this shit getting tight all of a sudden, right? Boom. Situation finished. I keep going. I'm professional. Everybody's laughing. I'm looking around like, all right, I'm silly. I want to laugh too. What's going on? Hush. Suspicious. But they still laughing, right? All right. So I go look at the main camera. I rewind it. And I look. This motherfucker took his dick out and put it in the vagina with me. So our dick was sword fighting in the same hole. I spazzed out.
No.
Wait, so I'm sure people ask you this. I believe you. But maybe because it was wet, you didn't realize it?
Well, no. Obviously, I'm performing an action. I'm getting it in. Then all of a sudden, I just feel some instant tightness. I'm like,
is
she clenching her fucking muscles or whatever? Paid no mind. But then when I go back in hindsight and look at the video, I'm like, okay, so if I flash out and whoop everybody on set, I would be wrong. I would be the bad guy.
So DV is a no for you then?
DP?
DV.
No, DV, like double vag, yeah. No, I don't like
it. Which is, so
is that something in contract that, because like the way you spazzed out, right? Like, if that's something that you outward, like, we're not doing this, and they still let it happen?
Exactly.
Do you have things on there besides your booty hole, like DV? I don't do.
I didn't have that.
Oh.
At the time. Okay.
Oh. Which is crazy because we talk about consent a lot. And so on scene, is that a thing that you do with the other performers? What things can I do? What can I do? Like, or is it talked about by the director? Like, do you have that one-on-one time to talk to the people that you're about to perform with?
Yes, you go to excuse me.
No, he turned it into me.
I think you're rubbing off on me.
Not yet.
What was your question again, Mandy? Because I missed it.
Just if he goes through, like, kind of asking someone their triggers or things that they don't like. Like, what can I do? Like, even sometimes it could be to where we talked about it. I can't remember with who, but we asked if they like being slapped. They're like, yeah, you can slap me, but not in my face. So, like, literally, you know, there's even...
It's called a no list.
Yeah. What is it called?
A no list. Like, do's and don'ts.
Do's and don'ts. Okay. And you talk every time before set with the person that you're performing with about that.
Yep.
Oh. So when you work with new girls, then is it something that maybe is almost too much work because you have so much experience in this industry that you're like?
I don't know. I like to teach them. So it's fun, actually.
What type of tips do you give to a new upcoming porn star, men and women?
Like for the women, you know, just tell them tempo, like when to go crazy, when to chill.
Tempo.
Yeah. Tempo.
I thought you were saying some of them want to go. Tempo.
No, some of them want to go crazy the whole time, like nonstop going crazy. Like, calm down.
What's the longest set you've shot? Like, how long have you fucked for one scene?
Maybe 2 hours for them to use, like 40 minutes.
With your dick? No.
No.
I give up.
Out of that 2 hours, she had to be sucking it for about one. Because there's no way. Someone is taking that dick for 2 hours? Poor women.
My next and final pick for this year's top 2023 episodes was the episode featuring Hazel Grace. She's a porn star, a Black woman that's like really featured in so many different categories, to be honest with you, interracial, Black man, lesbian, like she's lit. But what was crazy about Hazel Grace, she had a boyfriend. They let her have other boyfriends, but her sugar daddy paid for the wedding. Oh, she had a husband. That's right. She had a husband and the sugar daddy paid for the wedding. Girl's tea. Just listening in. Take notes, ladies.
I'm
gonna be real with you. I don't know if people think doms fuck clients.
They do on Twitter. There's like a thin line of like so many doms that have the dom name on them, and they're fucking.
I wanted to bring that exact point up because literally when you came in and I was like, like I'm dominant, but I've never attached the dom title to myself because technically. I feel like I'm dominating a man when I peg them. That is penetration.
Right. That's very dominant.
There's other times where I lead, I direct. I feel like I'm a dom and I've probably misused calling myself a dom so many times.
Yeah.
Because it's how I am in the bedroom where I'm not as submissive.
Yeah.
I switch a lot. But anytime I've met true doms, I'd be like, bitch, I don't even know if I could do it. But also what I found interesting when we were taking our picture, Weezy was like, now look mean. And you're like, I'm a sweet dom. So can you express, too, like, how you instill the dominatrix feel by power while also being sweet?
I'm just authentically myself. So I'm just a sweet, good person, regardless. And so when clients come to me, it's obviously they want me to fulfill something. So that's just my job. I'm not here to be a bitch unless you're paying me to humiliate you. Or, you know what I mean? Like. And to get clients to keep coming back, you want to make them feel welcome and heard and seen, you know? So when I first started doming and I would see these subs, they was always like, you're so sweet, you're so sweet. And then I realized they always come back and I've had these clients forever. And then I was like, well, I guess it's working. Like, I guess me just being me is working instead of being a bitch. Though.
I feel like in our brains, we think of this, and even when I said, look mean, I didn't even mean more than I meant like serious because I'm thinking of a dom in the way of pointing their finger and being really...
Right, so
really,
I am very bossy where it's like, but most of my clients are obedient, so I don't have to get bitchy. I'm just like, sit over here, do this, don't do that, stop talking. Like, you know, and they just listen.
Do you like, have any that you like to be humiliated or talked down on?
I do.
You're so sweet. I want to hear it. I want to hear how you would...
I just get real like, you a bitch ass nigga. Like,
oh, she just said I just turned into a woman. Wow.
I turned into Harlem.
They love it. They if they're white, I'm like, you white bitch. They just be like, yes, mistress. Yes, mistress.
So do you for your humiliation?
Real quick, can he give y'all a massage? Like he's here to do stuff. Like he's here to work.
Yeah.
Like, he's not here to look like a
hold on. Okay, I guess it's your shoes already off. You could go first.
Okay, thank you.
He needs to get his lotion because he came prepared. See, he's a good.
He came
go.
Ready.
Go over there.
Yeah, if y'all are watching on YouTube,
so he came get really low.
Yeah, thank you.
And
can I ask,
yeah,
just the field, not your Phoenix's job, but just the field.
Let me go ahead and
because I want people that are listening that are, thank you. Okay. I'm so happy. This is my favorite thing in the world. Yeah, like, I want people that are listening that may feel like they might want to service their partner or someone. Oh my God, whoa. Yeah, this is good. Yeah, I want to know, like, how normal is Phoenix? Or do you not even know?
We have regular conversation. He's normal, I guess.
But what field of work?
Huh?
What field of work?
That he does?
Mm-hmm.
You see how he's looking at me?
Just okay, generic. So finance.
I would say
marketing.
Corporate.
Corporate.
And are 99% of your subs. What is, I guess, the average, so more than others, what is the average industry, you would say?
Corporate.
So, like,
I have a lot of, like,
really? Okay.
Yeah. I got, like, a few doctors.
Okay.
Is it true, like, how they would always
doctors,
say
lawyers, that
policemen
sense.
Are, like, the ones that want to be humiliated? Like, do you find that your clients that are
I don't know if I've ever had a policeman, now that you say that.
That'd be
girl,
a great
it takes
one.
Them a long time to make money.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, well,
it takes them a while to have the money to pay a dom. Policemen
I never even
don't
thought
just
of that.
Coming out the academy banking, bankrolling. That's why there's so many corrupt cops, bro. Maybe stealing from the drug dealers.
Maybe the ones high up. I don't know. But I say that to say, do you find that the subs that serve you or want to be humiliated are in very demanding corporate roles?
Yes. And that's their thing. They're like, oh, I boss people around all day. And I'm always in charge. So it's always good to come here, unwind. And then someone's the boss of me and tells me what to do.
Is there a personality trait or maybe a common theme that your subs have? Besides their work?
Besides the fact that they're all white.
Married? Are they like...
A lot of them are married.
A lot of them are married.
A lot of them are married.
Have they expressed why they haven't asked their wives to do this to them?
They just scared. Usually they're really scared.
Okay.
Also,
Eddie says what
they
tell me.
Don't you feel like it's better if it's someone that like you can really lock into this role?
That's why like, we liking the little sugar daddies. They got to be married, bro. I don't want a single sugar daddy. I want a married sugar daddy where our boundaries and our arrangement is known out the fucking gate.
To be fair, mine had a lot of time on his hands to go vacation, but I liked him.
Oh.
You liked your sugar daddy?
He was fun.
See, and I don't want to like my sugar daddy.
I don't want to like my sugar daddy.
I don't want to like my sugar daddy, bitch.
When we went to Panama, and I remember like he was like wanting to pay for pussy and get girls. I was like, yeah, this is great. And he was like, but I don't want to make you upset. I was like, oh, you are not. Please
get that.
But
yeah.
That line was difficult to not be crossed. But damn, this is a good film.
Y'all, we're going to keep it going. We are going to get into our vanilla shit. So our vanilla shit is sex in the news. And this is a crazy one. It's a little wild. It's a little nuts.
This is wild?
Yes. So okay. A man who previously spoke about his sexual relationship with his car has revealed that he's dumped his old motor for a new set of wheels. There is a man who is talking about his friends with benefits relationship with his car and why it's so pleasurable. A man who asserted his love for his 1998 Chevy Monte Carlo on TLC's My Strange Addiction has ditched that rusty engine and gotten a new car. He starred in the documentary back in 2012. You tell him to come over here now.
God, can I get the left foot?
Damn. Are you getting both? Damn.
Yeah, you gotta get the whole shebang. You getting it too,
man.
Okay, sorry. While I read
also,
this.
Also, side note, I almost like can't wait for this switch because I'm like, this is so too good.
Okay, so he says, when you last saw me a decade ago, I was in an intimate relationship with my car, Chase. He actually did give his car a name.
Like,
wow.
Yes.
Is this the TLC guy?
Yes, this is the TLC guy. So we may have talked about him before, but he's pretty much talking about this friends with benefits relationship with a fleet of wheels. I do want to get to...
That's crazy.
So he turned in that bullshit car. It now has a sexy black... I love how they use the word sexy and sleek. Sleek, sexy black Lexus.
Did you jerk off?
ES-330 caught his eye. Although he made it clear that his relationship with Lex, that's the name, is merely physical and nowhere near serious, he seemingly looks at her over the rest. He even gave her a cute nickname, Baby Girl. Lex isn't the only love of my life right now. I've been expanding the family. Among said family is Jordan, a hot, sexy, and luxurious sedan. Nathaniel can't keep his dirty paws.
Who was the fuck a sedan?
He admitted that he's always touching up on Jordan and giving him kisses. So he is like sexual and physical with these cars. I show affection for Jordan in many ways. We've been intimate. When Nathaniel is in the mood for a dominant, manly car, he turns to his big black SUV, Jet. He said Jet has a cute butt that was more defined by his hot taillights.
There are moments where, like, I have a lot of white friends. I don't think they're this white.
I'm not going to lie.
Phoenix, are you that white to fuck a car?
I mean, to have... Well, no, these are...
I would not fuck a car.
There are... But these are now intimate relationships, which, by the way, you got to have quite a bit of money. The sedan, maybe not so much. But nigga got a Lexus, a Jeep. He got three cars minimum, which is why he's saying... And the fact that he's calling this expanding his family while he's having friends with benefits, relationships with all
imagine
of
this is your
he's
Uber driver.
He got multiple bitches. I do want to...
There is video. This is him kissing Chase, I guess. Okay. Nathaniel has a shrine for Chase in his bedroom.
This is why people need to play video games. You see what I'm saying, Andy?
No, this is crazy.
This is too
don't
fucking
say
far.
That this is what keeps men from kissing cars is playing video games.
I'm just saying, get another hobby.
Just so you know, just like most people in relationships with family photos and things around their house, Nathaniel has a shrine for Chase in his bedroom, which includes blankets, pillowcases, picture frames that are each embedded with a picture of him and his old car.
Okay.
That's sick.
Well, no.
By the way, there's another car called Adam, and he wraps his legs around him and feels like he's hugging them. I used to spend more time on the lake with him, but it's been a while. This is also an American manual.
Wow. I wonder if you have to jerk off in, like, is it on the leather? Is it the steering wheel? Is it the outside?
Or just, like, looking at the actual car? Like,
we've had car sex, and I will tell y'all, my ex had a big old car, and it was the best car sex I've ever had. And he was also huge. But there would be times where he would park the car and instead of waiting to go upstairs, I would fuck him in the backseat of the truck.
I like
because
that.
It was so, every time we left the goddamn nude beach, we would fuck in the parking lot. Like, car sex in this.
You can't fuck on the nude beach?
No. Fuck no.
Okay. I don't know what people do.
That is illegal. even in a sex club, you're inside.
Not like fucking in the car is legal.
I mean, okay. As long as nobody sees you.
Yeah.
It's only illegal if you're caught.
That's true.
Okay, so it's she. But you. Law. This law should have been a lawyer, bitch. So it ain't illegal. Oh, it's only illegal if someone sees you do it.
Speaking of legal, let's talk about it. People don't understand how, I mean, I feel like we've talked about this, but I would love to hear you talk about putting this out somewhere. I'm sure someone's told you you're doing something wrong. Thank you, Phoenix. That was so good. Oh, Mandy, that was great.
You could take this shoe off.
Look at her trying to get.
You see, I had
Dominon.
You see,
yeah, Dominon.
Okay, yeah. Tell us a little bit about how domination is legal and why.
Is it?
Yes, I don't know. Every now and then, I don't know. I'm trying to look it up.
Oh yeah, I can talk to you about it.
I don't know. I have a client who's a lawyer who wrote up like a whole contract for me to give to clients just in case to like cover my ass.
Oh, good.
Really?
Yeah.
What things were in that contract?
That everything's consensual. That like. He can't sue me. It was just real well-written lawyer.
So from what I've learned, sorry to interrupt you, but I want you to know what you're doing is legal. On the TV show I'm doing, Sex Sells, I covered three dungeons. One in particular, specifically the one in New York.
You got to share him. Want to come every time we record? She's about to be the third unofficial goddamn co-host of Horrible
Sisters. Phoenix, tonight is the night. You got to go.
Definitely going to be like, now y'all got to fucking pay me. No, I told you it's hard to concentrate.
Okay, go ahead. You could ask questions.
Mandy's like, you interview. Okay, so on the TV show, I basically learned while going into a dungeon that the way that this particular dungeon is legal is because it's an acting studio.
Right. So and that part I know, like writing it under as a studio, because like a studio could be anything. You know,
now, as a person collecting funds,
right?
What is illegal in specifically the state that we're living in, which is New York, is intercourse.
Correct.
Wow.
Right. Right.
She says she don't do
she's
that.
She's not having sex with clients.
But then I read something that if I'm penetrating, then that's technically intercourse. Like if I'm pegging you
that
and I have a strap on, then that's technically intercourse.
It is.
Then I also
correct,
read,
but
that's also maybe if your sessions lead there. Correct. So there's this gray area of someone paying you to act out a scene and then you get passionate and do something like,
right?
Yeah. If you decide to peg them, that's on you.
Then I heard the whole giving the money directly. Like, this is what I read. Like, giving the money directly is where it's like,
by the way, girl, we got Cash App, Zelle, PayPal illegal. Now.
It ain't, but I never take the money directly. I just be like, just in case, I'm like, put it on the table. And then they'll put it on the table and I'll grab it. Now then, there.
But what about in the age of digital money? Like digital currency?
Because you have to send me, like, get deposit through.
Have you ever had a payment blocked?
Like, when I first started, someone requested their money back on PayPal, which is why I tell sex workers now, never take PayPal.
Never ever
take PayPal.
Yes. Do not do it.
Why? They just said,
yeah,
like,
no, but
PayPal's so easy. Like, they'll give you your money back.
She didn't beat me up enough?
Like, but to dispute on PayPal,
imagine the memo
they don't
line.
Dig into it, but also they're not going to sit here and side with the sex worker.
Yeah, okay, exactly. And it was for pictures. So thank God it wasn't a session, but it was like pictures of my feet. And then, I don't know. He just like, and whatever. He got his money back. Oh. It was fine. It was a lesson learned for me. And I was like, I'm
in, wow. In LA, so in California County, the dungeon that I was in, you have to pay for a space and it's legal. So basically, kind of like that acting studio thing, right? So if there's no brick and mortar or no address where you're in a space doing whatever you want, then it's not. There's like mad little nuances to it. But I really appreciate that you had a lawyer who helped you through that, because I think anybody listening should figure it out. Because at the end of the day, in my brain, I'm like, okay, well, if I'm not fucking for money, I'm not getting arrested.
Right, correct.
But you never know. Some of y'all might live in butt fuck, I don't know, places.
And there's a lot of, like...
Where to be fair, too, though, outside of fucking, they are considering a lot more things as sex work without sex.
Exactly.
Which is why you being a dom, which is why even my foot page got removed. There's a lot of things that have not... There's no penetration, there's no sex, there's no nudity. I had a foot page during the pandemic.
The pandemic.
24 hours, it was shut down for sex.
This is like my, third page of me adding you?
I was about to say, we've never posted nothing crazy. We maybe only been following each other, 6 months?
Yes.
And she's went through like 3 pages.
I don't post nothing. I don't post, like.
She be posting out in New York.
Her page
is real regular. Oh yeah, they smell it.
Yeah.
They smell it.
And so they'll finally, because at first they wasn't telling me why they was banning me. Like, Instagram would just take my shit and be like,
but
you're
done.
But
you think it's also because you do, your name on there is Steph Dom. Dom, maybe that when they filter through the names, Noir is behind a lot of sex workers as well, male sex workers.
Oh, we have whore in there. Okay.
Whore.
I don't know. They basically told me that I was selling sex. Especially when they sent it back to me, they were like, you're selling sex. And I'm like, selling sex?
Wow.
It's crazy. Wow. It never happened.
Oh, I mean, to be fair, one of the other things that I guess got tagged when our page got removed, we were posting for performers.
Oh, kink.
They said that for performers for our live show.
Yeah.
They said we were soliciting sex.
Just
by saying we wanted performers. So it's, and maybe because we used BDSM or because, well, we put burlesque, we put erotic poetry.
But you know what? Kim Kardashian had her nipple on Instagram.
Yeah, no shit.
That's true.
Shit is wild.
I have a question
actually
for you.
Don't even use those hashtags.
What do you say no to?
Ooh.
Oh, my hard nose as a dom?
Mm-hmm. And if you could give us your subs hard nose too, if they have any.
Okay. My hard nose are blood play. I'm just really not into playing.
In what way do people want to do blood play?
Just like needles, through their skin, just drawing blood, putting blood, like just anything with their blood, they're into that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really into like playing with people's blood and playing with my blood. So
I don't even have sex on my period, girl.
Same.
Won't do it.
I'm not into that.
You see someone silent over here on the couch.
Yours is only like 2 days. Well, how long is your period?
5 days.
I was saying, so I'm fucking in there.
My days is five days.
Five is
those
small.
Be the worst, though.
I'll fuck on the brown at least, dude.
Not fuck on the brown is nuts.
I just don't feel sexy on my period. Like, I'll give you head. I don't really want to fuck.
Nope. I'm not teasing myself. I ain't giving you head either. Weird.
It don't take me much to not feel hot, bro. I honestly, like, I think I could be in a hospital bed and be like, I'm pretty, right? Like, you just gotta feed my ego.
All right, y'all. My last pick of the year comes from an episode that I think I wanted maybe in year one of Horrible Decisions. Someone that I've known for a very long time and someone who did not disappoint on the podcast is my good friend and legendary porn star Havana Ginger, who came on to share what it was like during the early 2000s being in the porn industry, as well as how she's navigated since. She shared so many stories, her views on, first of all, we got to hear one of her, you know, people that she dealt with in the porn industry that was like, oh my God. But also her thoughts on pegging, her views on being in a relationship, and just also the treatment of herself having big areolas. That was a conversation. So again, I really look forward to having more porn stars and more porn legends on Horrible Decisions in 2024. But my last favorite episode of the year, 100%, was with my good friend, Havana Ginger. Check it out here.
There needs to be a conversation about depth of the vagina. Not everybody's depth
Everybody
is the same.
Is different.
So,
I got a deep pussy.
I have a deep pussy. My gynecologist pussy. Told me I had a deep pussy.
wait.
Yes. I was going for my checkup. And you know how they put the little click, 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 click. So he puts it in there and he got, you know, I guess a regular size one. And he put it in there and he click, click, click. He's like, couldn't see whatever he was trying to get. He was like, you have a very deep vagina. I'm going to have to get the longer one. Pulls it out.
Now he called you a big pussy.
I'm like, no. Excuse me, sir. Yeah. In front of the nurse.
He's like, oh,
dude.
I know who she is.
In front of the nurse, because you know, they got to, if it's a man, they got to have the nurse in there. And I'm like, embarrassing. Like, this nigga just said I got a deep ass pussy, pulls out the bigger one so he could get back there and do what he gotta do.
Do you know how deep you are on the inside?
Deep as fuck. Cause when I tell you, that's literally what I say during sex. I say them other bitches can't take all this dick, can they? That's one of the things I say to niggas with big dicks. I pride myself on, like,
even if it hurts, I take it.
A
lot of bitches don't. That's why
can't.
I know that. This is why I know they keep coming back.
Because a lot of women have shallow...
Shallow ass pussy?
Yeah, they got shallow pussy.
Shallow pussy. I'll take my deep pussy with pride. Ooh, I'll take it all. You put the balls in me, nigga.
Yeah, go ahead and put your red cup in there, Andy. Shit.
Literally. I mean, okay. I didn't say it was wide. I said it was deep. My pussy not wide. My pussy deep.
I prefer girth over length.
Me too.
Me too.
I don't want a little pencil.
No, yeah, no pencils.
But I want it long and
noodles.
Strong. Last one before we get to our vanilla shit. This is an icebreaker question posed by the Nick Cannon.
Oh, okay.
He said, if you could only choose one, this is for both of y'all, would you prefer amazing sex with a partner who is not monogamous or a lifelong trash sex with a faithful partner?
Not trash, but I'll take vanilla.
He said trash. He didn't say vanilla. He said trash. Don't be changing up Nick Cannon's work.
Well, I don't feel like anyone is monogamous, so I would take the good sex.
You would be a man.
You know, y'all like, I just, monogamy's overrated, so.
And it don't exist.
No.
What's dating like for you right now? Are you monogamous, poly, dating someone?
I'm monogamous by choice, just because, I mean, I've never really been, like, a promiscuous person. You know, I mean, in my younger years, yeah, I think we was all wild, but, like, I don't know. I'm a lover girl at heart, you know, hopeless romantic.
Sign?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, my birthday.
Oh, we're not going to Pisces.
I'm the 17th of March.
Oh, my God. I'm a February 27th.
So,
yeah.
Stars and moons. We had, in our beginning of our show, Mandy and I got into this huge argument.
Episode 3.
Libra, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But like, I love Libras, though. That's my problem. I'm attracted to fucking Libras.
Oh, Libra, man. Bitch, I would never.
I never did one.
Bitch, I would never.
Don't. I'm like, don't.
And I'm not even stars and moons, but Libra men,
I'm always attracted to Libra men.
They're
for
awful.
Some reason.
They're good.
They're great, but they're better friends.
Yes.
They're great friends.
Yes.
Why is the dick the problem?
They have good dick.
Yeah, they got good dick.
I thought you don't believe this. They're very sexual. I don't, but October niggas, I'd be like,
They're very charismatic. Mm. They just, they say all the right things. Mm. They do
Look
all
at me,
the right
now I'm
things.
I'm getting into my stars and moons. I won't do them niggas. I've been scarred for life. All my niggas in my early 20s, all Libras. Bitch, the nigga I fucked at your house, the one that used to come over all the time.
In my house.
You know I used to fuck him at your house. Started with a J, Orlando.
Bro, I don't remember shit from when we were 15.
Bitch, no, I wasn't 15. This is back when I was like 18, 19. And your friend fucked him too. And I was like, so bitch,
You just gonna sit here and be friends with that bitch who fucked the nigga you know I be fucking? Girl, you know.
I feel like that happens a lot when you're young. Oh, that one. I think that happens a lot when you're young.
I know, we are.
We shared a lot of dicks. Me and my friends.
I like to share them now,
I mean,
still.
You know, now.
Wait, you don't share dick now?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
I'm the friend that, you know, I'm so cool that they always ask me to have a threesome with them because they know I really don't want that nigga and I'm just, okay.
I know, I was waiting for you to come to New York. You're my last relationship, bitch. I was like, so when you come to New York,
I could do that.
Do you think that, like, characteristics of personality like this, like being fun, free spirited, down to fuck and shit like that, that a porn star should have that? Do you think that they should?
Absolutely. There's nothing worse than like a porn star who's a fucking prude or like a bougie, like stuck up, like, what? You're a fucking porn star, bitch. Or like any, like, you shoot content, like, or anything. You're an OnlyFans girl or whatever. You know, now it's
a lot
like,
of OnlyFans girls, I mean, do have that attitude a bit.
But here's the thing. Those are not porn stars. Those are girls doing porn.
They're entrepreneurs. Oh, that's the conversation we had on this couch the other day.
Or they're doing...
Stop it. Stop it. There was a girl that came in who told us... Did she say, I'm not a porn star? I don't do porn? That's what she said?
She said she doesn't
do porn. I do OnlyFans.
I do
content. I create
Here's
content.
The thing. A lot of girls became... porn stars during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So, like, me and my... We call those pandemic porn stars because...
Pandemic porn
They would have never did that if everything didn't get shut down.
They like last resort porn.
Yeah, they wouldn't have did that.
And then it, the dick out of love.
And then you get these girls, you get their OnlyFans, and they're not even fucking or having sex.
I'm not gonna lie.
They're not,
you know how upset
they're not
I am?
Doing anything.
Hold on. I just subscribe to people because I now am definitely an OnlyFans supporter. And I'm so upset when I get on there. I'm paying my money. But what I do now is I subscribe for like 2 months or three months at a time so I could see it first. The way they'll literally put up 11-second clips, 17-second clips. I can't rub one
Who's
out.
Who's nutting on that?
They're not doing full fucking
Who's
video.
Nutting on that?
I can't.
And I like watching like amateur stuff. I can't watch like porn people's because I know them in real life or like I know, you know, the behind the scenes stuff. Like I would like watching amateur stuff.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. You know, back in our day, that's probably why I love Twitter porn now. I don't want to go back to watching the girls that I know in real life. I don't feel like, I don't want to.
It's weird.
I don't want to see the behind the scenes stuff. What's the first day of porn work like?
They're super nervous. Let's say it's an anal scene. They can't open up. So, you know, I'm telling them tips how to take the dick. Like, you got to relax. You got to push out when the dick is going in. Like, you're going to go to the bathroom.
For anal scenes, are you going in, waking up and putting a butt plug in? Like, do you train your butt that day or the night before? Like,
me personally, no. I never did.
Okay.
I never did.
All right.
I'm gifted from God. If I try to do anal now, girl, I think all those years of doing anal, like, I can't do it now. I can't.
What's something somebody would be surprised at? Like, maybe whether it be, like, you love missionary or some shit. Like, what's something that would surprise people about you?
I don't think it's a surprise, but, like, I like pegging. Like, I like pegging.
Bitch,
guys.
Now, ma'am.
How is that not a surprise?
I like it, but.
Oh, I got somebody here we could gangbang. Bitch, why you ain't tell me you was into this?
I thought you knew.
Ma'am.
I mean, it's not a secret, but...
How is it not a secret?
I have pegged guys on film before.
Okay.
That's why.
But we don't know if you like it in your personal life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess you just said...
I never...
Do stuff that...
Yeah, I never... Well, yeah, but you wouldn't know that unless I said
it. Okay, so then in our hors d'oeuvre, I need 2 sex tips then. I would love to know how you approach somebody... Or go about pegging somebody for the first time. And then I also need a titty fucking tip from you because, duh. But let's start with a pegging tip.
They usually approach me.
I ain't gonna, yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
they? I've never approached
you. Look like you strapped. You look like y'all went at home.
Maybe they literally watched your videos doing that.
Then. Yeah, and then, you know, they come out of the woodworks. Like, you know, I've always wanted that to happen to me. And I'm like, oh, you caught me by surprise. I never would have thought that.
So then how do you prepare them if it's, like, their first time? Like, what
I'm
do you...
good at that. Okay. I'm good at making them feel, you just got to make them feel very comfortable, relaxed.
How do you do that? You
have to make sure that you have all the right tools, the lube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fucking the ass is different from fucking a pussy because it's more sensitive. You have mm-hmm. to be more gentle. You can't just like fuck the shit out of an asshole. You got to warm it up. So there has to be a lot of foreplay. You have to get them like super relaxed. And I like to... I'm a kind of a little bit of a dom. So like I like to slap certain muscles like the, you know, the thighs and the chest and...
You slap them.
Oh, you slap them.
Yeah, you slap like, them.
That's interesting.
You wake them up.
I didn't think of that
You
one.
Wake them up.
That's interesting.
Ooh. You know?
Wait, yeah. But that relaxes them?
It gets them more comfortable, yeah, to where they're, you know.
They know that they're stubbing at this point.
Right.
Even just,
do you talk shit when you beg?
I do, but it's crazy because I, like in my personal, like with my man or with someone I'm with, I don't. So wait, I've never pegged anyone I've been in a relationship with.
Me neither.
Okay, so
same.
Yeah.
That, I only peg men that it's just like.
Yeah, sexual. That's right. Yeah, now, I don't peg men that I'm in a relationship with.
Because a lot of men ask this.
Why?
A lot of people ask me, could I be with someone that I peg? Would I still have the respect?
I get asked that a lot.
Right. So then mentally, why
so
have
could you
not
guys
pegged
both some, do that?
Why have you not pegged someone that you've been in a relationship with?
Usually they're never into it. So like same. If they wanted to, I would. Like whatever you, if you wanted to, I would. But yeah, I don't know.
I get asked that so many times. When you peg just someone.
It's not like I lose some respect for them, but like I don't know if I could.
Why? Like, see, we both get asked that question.
It's
a
mental, there's some type of mental block.
Maybe you don't want to be with someone you dominate. Is that it?
Maybe.
But do you you could dominate in other ways that don't include pegging.
Are you submissive?
And I'm, but also too, I'm a switch. So I like to be dom, and then I like to be, you know, submissive too, depending on the mood of the situation. So like, I go back and forth. Usually, when people dom or they sub, they do one or the other. They don't do both. So I switch. I like to go back and forth. It's just like a balance. Just like when I'm having sex, you know, do you like love making or do you like it rough? I like both. Like, it has to be
a balance.
Both. Yeah, a balance of
it's
both.
It's giving the Libra scale, y'all. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't, could I be with someone? I don't know. I don't, and I don't know what that block is. Maybe I don't know. I've never been in that situation to where, like, the person I was with was like, I want you to peg me.
I ain't gonna hold you. The niggas that I be pegging out here in L.A., if I ain't got my strap, I don't even want to see them. What we doing? fucking regular? No, I'll right. pass. The other tip I need you to give the people. Oh yeah, fuck it. I literally don't know.
Ass.
I didn't know.
Wait, do you have just the dudes that you peg? Do you fuck them?
Yeah, fuck them too. Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh,
I guess that's like the dominance thing.
They don't even get to fuck you, and you don't fuck their asshole.
They usually don't.
Oh, they just want.
They usually don't like. They come too fast for like to ever get to the pussy. You know what I mean?
That's do you where they come to.
Yes, from just like friction and just like being turned on and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
people never believe me with my ex when I would like strap up. Like, oh, how do you come if you can't feel it? Like the friction? Does it?
I feel like people just don't like aren't comfortable enough to like go there with themselves.
Well, because mentally, if there's any shame or you're questioning right. why you're enjoying something,
right.
you're not going to be able to enjoy the moment of just being in it. And we say it all the time, like sex is. Way more psychological than physical.
Yes.
So the fact that you said you came and orgasmed every scene you've done is because you're going in there. And on a psychological level, you're going in there to come.
Even if it wasn't, like, let's say it was like a guy that I'm not very attracted to. I find one thing about that person that I am attracted to and I get off that. And if there's nothing, I get off on the fact that he would never be able to fuck me if it wasn't for this scene. And ooh. Then I get off on that. Like, ooh, okay, I'm like fucking this dude because, you know, I'm
not getting.
That's exactly. I'm
getting paid for it. But
I went
like,
to a brothel and they said that. Mustang Ranch. All the girls. I'm like, how do you feel when a dude comes in? A lot of truckers come in there. Yeah. Stuff like that. How do you feel?
I'm like, I could imagine.
They were like, one right. thing. You find one thing.
You find one thing.
What's the strangest thing you thought someone was very unattractive? what's the one thing that you actually found attractive? Like, was it a kneecap? Was it an ankle? I need to know what's the strangest thing you thought was that on somebody that could turn you on?
That I wouldn't have thought?
Yeah.
He was, I don't even like chest hair, but he was like older and he had chest hair, but it was like kind of sexy on him.
I like chest
hair. You know what I mean? So that, I guess, that was like the weirdest thing really, because I don't like chest hair. And he was just, he was old and just, I'm like, you need to retire, bro. Like, why are you still shooting? But like, it wasn't gross or anything, but it was just like, not what I wanted to go to set.
Did you ever like fangirl over someone you fucked? Like, you were like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm shooting with them today.
Never.
What about?
I fangirled about girls I didn't get to shoot with. You know what I mean?
Like who?
When I was on set with like Stormy Daniels and she was like, I was like, oh, okay. What is her name? I can't. Tara Patrick. When I met Tara Patrick.
I don't think I know that name. I remember her.
She was more like the Jenna Jameson era. Yeah, that era. I think she was like Hawaiian, some type of Asian. But I like Asian women.
What about competitive fucking? Had you ever been on set and a girl was trying to like out fuck you or some shit?
Oh yeah, those are the best scenes. Those are the best scenes where they be trying to like,
you know what's crazy?
Outdo you and your
in regular threesomes, that doesn't really work. Bitches get upset.
Nah, usually ends in a fight.
Yeah, no, literally. So wait, those are the best sets though for porn.
For like, porn, yeah, because
it's fun to for y'all to outfuck each other.
Well, I know, because
like, you're performing.
Yeah, because you're performing. So it's like, okay, bitch, I'm gonna do this. Oh, you do that. Oh, okay, and it's like kind of back and forth. Like, let's make this the best, craziest
battle on drag. What about fighting? You ever got in like an argument on set?
On set, you know,
ooh,
Mandingo made me cry. On
what?
Set, and I almost walked off set.
Wow.
I'm Pisces. I'm sensitive, right? And I was still young. Like, this is the beginning of my career. I don't even think I had my boobs yet. I was still young. And he kind of like had this arrogant, kind of like asshole, like demeanor. And I don't remember what I was doing. I was in one of the rooms getting dressed. And he comes in there, doesn't even introduce himself, just comes in there, looks at me up and down, and he's like, you're ashy. You need to put some lotion on. And I was just like,
he did that before the shoot?
Before the shoot. And I got a shoot with you. Like,
oh,
he's the director and the talent. So it was like I was having a morning. So like that just set me off and I started crying. I was like, I'm leaving. I don't got to take this shit. I don't need this money. Like, did one of those. And I was leaving out the door and he came and he's like, he didn't think he did nothing wrong. He was just, it was like the way he said it and how he said it. No, I didn't mean it like that. I was just saying, like, I wasn't done getting ready. Like, I know what I got to do. Like, I know I got to lotion up or whatever, baby oil. And like, he apologized, whatever. And we ended up,
and
it was, and the scene was good. It was a good scene. You would have never knew that I was crying before it. And we shoot after that. And like, he apologized and everything. And he is kind of an asshole, but.
That's our wrap up for 2023. We hope that you enjoyed all of our picks. We hope that you share with us your favorites. Please, in the comments, let us know who you want to see, who you'd want to see a repeat of, podcasts you maybe want us to go on. Share all of your favorite moments of horrible decisions with us so we can repeat them. And also, join us on patreon.com/horrible decisions. Again, Mandy and I are going to be announcing very soon all of the new changes that are coming to our Patreon, including way more content, video content, shit that's not even a podcast. Y'all niggas gonna be so happy, and it starts at $5.